and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The man accused of building the bomb that killed 259 people aboard Pan Am Flight 103 and 11 on the ground in Lockerbie, Scotland, back in 1988. Is no longer a fugitive. Correspondent Christina Ruffini.
2 years ago, the Justice Department brought charges against the man they say built the bomb, Abu Aguila Massoud, a Libyan national. Last month, he was reportedly detained in Libya, leading to speculation he would be handed over to U.S. authorities to stand trial. Now, the Justice Department says he's in U.S. custody.
Just loved life. He loved his family.
Kara Weeps lost her brother, Rick Minetti, 34 years ago.
The fact that the United States has custody of the alleged bomb maker is huge. It's a gigantic step.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she's optimistic that inflation will be much lower by the end of next year if there's not some kind of unanticipated shock. Yellen tells CBS's 60 Minutes a recession is still possible.
There's a risk of a recession, but it certainly isn't, in my view, something that is necessary to bring inflation down.
NASA is celebrating the end of its Artemis 1 moon flight.
This has been an extraordinarily successful mission.
Administrator Bill Nelson, after the Orion moon ship splashed down in the Pacific, CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
The unpiloted 25-day, 4.1-million-mile test flight is the first in a series of missions aimed at returning astronauts to the moon's surface within the next few years. Assuming no major problems are found when engineers review the data, carry out detailed post-flight inspections of the Orion spacecraft, NASA plans to press ahead with its plans to launch 4 astronauts aboard the next Artemis mission in 2024.
This is no time to be in the Sierra Nevada. A winter storm is making life miserable. CBS's Dania Backus.
The powerful cross-country storm dumping snow throughout the Sierra Nevada with up to 6 inches an hour. Winds causing dangerous whiteout conditions on roads, spurring avalanche warnings, and whipping lifts at ski resorts. Heavy rains also pummeling the Golden State, knocking out power, downing trees, and triggering new fears of landslides.
A triple threat of viruses this winter has hospitals scrambling. CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus says as cases rise, it may be time to pull out your mask again.
We have to use caution. When hospital beds start to fill up, that's when masking starts to get recommended. And in both LA and New York, you're seeing significant increase in hospitalizations. And in many hospitals, elective cases are being canceled. And so in that case, we have to recommend masks.
This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. If you're a serious and qualified SEC-accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. The U.S. government needs your investment in oil and is allowing you to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Call 800-278-7455. That's 800-278-7455.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast overnight with a low of 27. East winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 35. Lows dip down to about 28. Tomorrow night, overcast skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow Tuesday night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Cross that bridge together, one by one. With your warhead, there'll be more dead. It's the day of reckoning. We'll be right back.
Fax Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Nobody thought I'd turn out like this. I've had a lifetime to learn my lesson, but I never quite got the message. So I drive all night. It's alright if I just make it out of here alive. So when I fall down,
destroy the world. Decapitate. destroy me. Take Calvary. Quicksilver, save me. Quicksilver, save me. Quicksilver, save me. Quicksilver, save me.
Heavyweight champion weighing in at 4 stone, faced the seventh son of the seventh son and stole the throne. In the hall of heroes in the maze of mine, she punched the wolf and saved my life.
Of the 20s so far. You're listening to Mag Sync Radio on Civic Media. Sorry for the interruption, but we have to pay the devil. It's the best of the 20s, so far. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah, at aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast overnight with a low of 30. North winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 37. Lows level off around 32. Tomorrow night, overcast skies. Temps a bit above average. Tuesday and Wednesday with highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. Chance for scattered showers Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The best of the 20s, so far. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
It's possible we've taken this too far.
We'll be right back.
stretch again, trying to fly away, forgetting everything it meant to me.
Thank you.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Yeah. gone.
Song to bring you some awesome commercials. It's the best of the 20s. Well, so far, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine. The Spice Muy Caliente. Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown.